Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kiddushin Chaf Aleph, Kiddushin 21b, pagination is 42. We'll start from about of the third of the page down, at the end of the line, Omar Rebbe. Omar Rebbe Lozer said, Yudan Beribi, Yudan, the Godel Hador, the leader of the generation, Hayadoresh, he would teach, Kishehin Rotsim, when they would pierce the ear of the Eved with an awl, with a Marzeya, to make him a Nirtza, Ein Rotsim Elab Milsa. They would pierce it by the fleshy part of the ear, the bottom, not by the cartilage, the part of the ear that has that form and is more firm. So that was the ruling of Yudan Beribi. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, Ein eved ivri kohen nirtza mepnei shenase balmum. There was a famous quote that an eved ivri kohen cannot be nirtza because he's going to become blemished. As a result, v'imtoma b'milsahim rotsim, and if you tell me that it's the fleshy part of the ear, where the spot where the earring would typically be placed, the fleshy part, heyach eved ivri kohen yase balmum, why is a kohen being called a balmum in that part of the ear? That part of the ear doesn't create a mum, a significant blemish, presumably because it grows back. So you see that the piercing has to be done by the top of the ear, the cartilage part of the ear. Again, the concept of a nirtza is that an Eved Ivri was serving his master, the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim, for 6 years, and then he's ready to go free, but says, Ahavti, I like this relationship, I want to stay. So there is provision for a process to be done by which his ear is pierced by his master in the presence of Bezdin, and he works on until Yovel. So the question here was, where on the ear do we pierce? Yudan Beribi said in the fleshy part, the bottom of the ear. But the Chachamim say, I can prove that the piercing is in the cartilage. Because there's a rule that a Kohen, who's an Eved Ivri, cannot become a Nirtza because he's going to be a Balmum. And in the laws of Mum, in the topic of an animal that's a Bechor, the idea of mum doesn't occur if it's in the fleshy part of the ear. That's not called a mum. A mum is going to be only if it's in the cartilage. So apparently, this process with the awl that's going through the ear to pierce is apparently in the cartilage because it's creating a bal mum in the kohen, and therefore a kohen is not eligible to become a nirtza. So again, back to the original question, where on the ear is the piercing occurring? The Chachamim say must be in the cartilage. Drop down to the fifth line in the wide, where the Gemara asks, V'yase balmum, what's so terrible? Let the Kohen become a balmum. Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila, Amar Kura, the problem is based on a pasuk, V'shav el mishpachto. He's supposed to be able to return to his family, l'muchsek shabim mishpachto, to the same status that he had in his family. And if he became a balmum, then he would not be able to return to his original status as a kohen doing the avoda, for example. So we have over here an original question. We're on the ear. Does he get pierced? And we have a statement that an Eved Ivri Kohen cannot be Nirtza because he's becoming a Baal Mum. Let's continue. Iboi Luhu, they asked the following question. Eved Ivri Kohen, if you have an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen, Ma'u Sheyim Sala Rabo Shivcha Kenainis, can the master give him this non-Jewish maidservant to live with to produce slave children? He's allowed to do that with a regular Eved Ivri. Is he allowed to do that with an Eved Ivri Kohen? And the Gemara explains, Chidush hu lo shena kohanim v'lo shena Yisrael. It's a massive chiddush. It's a totally new concept that a Jewish man is allowed to live with a woman who's not really Jewish, even though she's serving a Jewish master and she has certain mitzvahs, but she's not really Jewish. For them to be able to live together is a chiddush. So maybe there's no loshen a kohen and loshen a Yisrael. It makes no difference, a kohen or a Yisrael. Either way, it's a chiddush, a Jewish person. So a kohen also would be allowed. O Dilma, or maybe shiny Kohanim. Kohanim should be different. Ho'el v'riba ben akos of mitzvahs yaseiros. They have special mitzvahs. They are legiono shel melech, Hashem's personal legion. So perhaps even though it's permitted to a Yisrael, it is not permitted to a Kohen. Rav amar mutter. So Rav ruled that it's permitted for a Kohen to be given a Shivcha Kenainis to live with. Shmuel Amar Asur. And Shmuel says it's forbidden. And that is a step in the Gemara. They each ruled. However, it's not the end step. Amalei Rav Nachman l'Ravonon. Rav Nachman said to Ravonon, Ki avisu beimar Shmuel, when we visited Shmuel, he wants to know, my timer lo temru le meha. Why didn't you refute Shmuel's ruling from the following quote, the quote that our previous Gemara was based on? The quote is, Vachachomim omrim, the Chachomim say, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza, an Eved Ivri, who's a Kohen, cannot be Nirtza, mepnei shenaaseh baal mum. And the reason given was because he would become a Baal Mum. And from there we proved, of course, that it's in the cartilage, whatever. But the reason that's given is because he's becoming a Baal Mum, blemished. V'im tomar. And you're telling me, Ein Rabba Mosel Oshivcha Kenainis, that the master cannot give him a maidservant to live with. If that was true, typically, then automatically he can't become a Nirtza. The Bo'ina, because one of the criteria to become a Nirtza is to say, Ahavti, I love my situation. And he has to specify, Es Adoni, my master, Es Ishti, my wife, Es Banai, and my children, Veleka. And there's no such case because the Kohen never was given a Shivcha Kenainis. Sulomidi. And that answer would have definitively refuted Shmuel. Why didn't you say it? That's what you should have said. Again, Shmuel was considering osur, that you're not allowed to give a Kohen a Shivcha Kenainis. Rav Nachman is objecting and saying, how in the world could you understand Eved Ivri Kohen not getting a Shivcha Kenainis? Of course he's allowed to get a Shivcha Kenainis. And of course, we follow the approach which said, Chidush hu lo shena kohen and v'lo shena Yisrael. There's no difference between a kohen and a Yisrael. Why are we so sure about this? Because in that statement, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza, an Eved Ivri Kohen cannot be Nirtza, the reason that's given is because he's Na'aseh Baal Mum, because he becomes blemished. And if it was true that he couldn't get a Shivcha Kenainis, then even the steps preceding making him a Baal Mum, even the steps of criteria just for him to make the request to become a Nirtza would never have been met, because only a person who has a Shivcha Kenainis is able to make the request. Ahavti, I love my situation, and I want to be able to continue. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.